Fun never stops. Oh, it's Matt Ralph on the tour bus. Finally, the Rock You Need broadcasting live on the NBG radio network right here for you every Saturday night. And, there we go.
Well, I can barely hear them.
There we go.
Hey!
What's going on, guys? By the way, for everyone listening, welcome Slash the Snake Pit.
Yes, hey, guys. Who we got there? We got Rod and Johnny right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We got Rod. And Johnny's a bass player.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
How you doing, Rod?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're doing all right. I saw you guys last night with AC/DC.
I did?
And it was amazing. You guys really kicked ass. It was a great show.
Yeah, I saw the Thursday night show.
One in New Jersey?
Yeah, I was in the Jersey show. Rock goes
okay,
in New York
cool,
show.
Cool.
We covered all the shows in the area.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we like to, show
you. You're stalking us, dude?
Actually, yeah, we are. I was about 4 feet away from stage. If you're a stage left, if you are on the stage there.
All right. Yeah, right. We've got to talk to security.
Yeah, I thought you flashed me. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, I know. We got 86 from the venue there last night. They wouldn't let me backstage.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
keep us away.
So security's working good for you.
Oh, Matt, you got to do that in a few seconds.
Oh, yeah, we got like 30 seconds.
Okay. Now the first thing I'm going to ask you guys, which hopefully we can get into, I know they interviewed like a billion singers before they settled on you, Rod. What did you do there that made them so happy to get you in there?
Johnny brought me in, and that was about it. And I paid him very well.
Oh yeah, you come from a rich background, and that helped you out there.
Probably not. I stole the money.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Stole the money now. Yeah. No, I'm just saving my arm, man. The funny thing of it is
I got
an interview the other night. He said we were in parallel worlds, which means he would be in a room and leave it, and then I'd enter the room. And I think we all come from the same background in music, the old Aerosmith, the old Sex Pistols, the New York Dolls.
All right, I hate to cut you off real quick, but we got to hit our ID.
Hold on one second, bro.
Hold on one second. There we go. You're listening to Matt and Ralph on the DHA Tour Bus on Jersey's Own Rock Radio, 105.5 WDHA-FM Dover.
And WDHAFM.com. Sorry to cut you off like that, Rod, but we have a legal ID you got to do. Now, you know, I saw Steven Tyler was there last night.
He's an idol of mine. I love Steven Tyler.
Yeah, that was so cool. I saw him in a purple velvet suit last night.
With sunglasses. What the hell is he doing with sunglasses?
Yeah,
he actually came back after the show and hung out for a second.
Yeah, I saw him back. I was right there, right in that little alleyway, and I saw him back there. I think he was with
with Hassan and Lev, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool.
He got that look for me.
Zach Douglas produced our album, which did a lot of theirs, and is also working with them now.
Yeah.
So we got that connection going.
Cool.
Is that Johnny talking there?
Yes, it is.
Look at me already distincting the voices. That's incredible, right? That's the kind of skills I have. So, Rod, you were singer like number 1,000 through audition or something, and he felt he gelled with you. Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened. Johnny brought me in. I knew Johnny from a long time ago, and it just all hooked up, man. It was a cool vibe, and everything was just came together. And it's always, you know, we auditioned so many singers before Rod, and as always, it always turns out to be some guy that's a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Let you go.
And you would have saved yourself a lot of heartache.
Exactly.
Now, the album comes out October 10th, right, on Cox Records.
Grand.
The new one, 8 Live Grand, / Snake Pit, correct?
The first single
was Been There Lately.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice something. At the Meadowlands, you guys had not you per se, but the record company had a van out there. You can sample the CD. They're letting people come up and listen to the whole CD there.
Ooh, that's the street crew.
You mean the van with our faces on the
screen? Yeah, I saw that. That was very wild.
Yeah, really obnoxious.
Yeah. It was scaring all the small children out there.
All right, now who's who? I'm looking at this caricature. Obviously, Slash is an easy one to pick out in this cartoon. Kerry's not in this cartoon, I see, right?
Oh, he is not.
No.
It was Ryan Roxy at the time.
Yeah, right, who's now touring with Alice Cooper.
We'll pencil him in.
Yeah, why don't you just like put a little sticker over Ryan's face and
We will. Come on with the glasses.
All right, now right now what we're gonna do is we're gonna play the single, the first track off the album, which has been there lately, and we'll be back to talk with you guys more right after that, alright?
Right on.
All right, here we go. It's Been There Lately from Slash's Snake Pit, 8 Life Grand, coming out October 10th on Cox Records on the tour bus.
Yeah.
something new from Slash's Snake Pit right here on the tour bus. Finally, The Rock You Need, the guy got the guys live on the phone.
Yeah, we got Rod, the singer, Johnny, the bass player, and I think the other guys are joining pretty soon, correct? Slash and Kerry and...
you don't need them.
Screw those bastards.
They got to ask Kerry about his little blonde highlights there.
Yeah, I saw Kerry really went all blonde now. He used to just have like one little tuft in the back of blonde, and now he's all blonde.
Well, he's trying to go more rock now.
Yeah, he's going to be rock and roll, right?
Right.
It's all about rock and roll.
Yeah, it is.
Now, I noticed, I have to say, Rod, you seemed ecstatic, which I understand why, that you were in the Madison Square Garden. You could see that you had a huge erection the entire time you were on stage.
All 3 inches.
All 3 inches.
Wow, admitting that on national radio. There you go.
There you go.
The groupies lining up the door now.
Let me write this down. Rod,
oh, boy.
Rod, 3-inch penis. Okay, got it written down. No problem.
That's noted and logged.
Yeah.
All right, now, how long are you guys going to be on tour with AC/DC?
Well, we got our manager, Sam, here, so... Hello, Sam.
As long as we can do it.
As long as we can kick it, man. Actually, this leg goes to, I think, September 20th,
mm-hmm.
and we're working on adding some European dates. It'll take us, I think, through December,
mm-hmm.
then some Australian stuff. Early next year. And I want to say it's been great playing with those guys. Those guys are so cool, and they've been so nice to us, you know.
It's like they're legends, you know. It's like
that's exactly what they are, legends.
Hey, you
every night after we play, it's like Johnny and I are the two guys that hang out the most, and we find ourselves out front with a beer like high school kids, rocking out the back in black, you know.
Dude, we're AC/DC, man.
Yeah. You don't get more rock and roll than AC/DC. With AC/DC and Iron Maiden touring this year, it's pretty wild. It's like real vintage rock and roll going out there.
Yeah, but it's great rock, though. AC/DC, them slow down the beat. They haven't changed anything. They stayed
great.
The same the whole time.
It's amazing.
It's simple, stupid, you know?
So you think Slash is going to be inspired to have a 40-foot bronze statue of him in the background?
Why not?
And then, like, the little pose.
That is a wild bronze statue. It's insane.
It's like it just came, like, you know, really just came out of nowhere, wasn't there? And all of a sudden it just starts coming out.
You don't
scary.
Get any more rock and roll than that. Now, you guys, it must be a little odd touring with without the album being out yet and not even coming out anywhere in the near future, but I guess it's a good way to just let people know what you're all about, right? That's the plan?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's a little scary. It was scary at first, you know, to go out and open up for AC/DC, which, A, is a crowd that won't fear no other band than AC/DC, and you do songs they've never heard.
Right, it's a double whammy.
At the end of the night, we usually win them over, you know?
Yeah, I would say that definitely happened. I would have to say that, the turning point, even though, you know, like, middle of the set, it started to really, I see people getting really...
Your erection.
Well, yeah.
That's when all that started rising.
Yeah, exactly. That's when it started happening.
You know, just a lot of confused faces the first couple of songs, and then...
You know what I read that's funny? People send me emails on our website about different shows in the area, and somebody at the Jersey show said to a guy standing next to a friend of mine and said, who does this guy think he is? Slash? Because they didn't know it was Slash's face, because it is Slash, you moron.
Actually, the first time I ever did a gig with Slash, we were in Budapest, and we were walking around, and this girl comes up to him and tells him, you know, you should get your own style.
Hey, that's the one thing, just you know, taking a look, he hasn't changed a lick.
Yeah.
You know, he's
such a rock and roll icon. You don't get any more recognizable than that.
You know, he knows what he wants, and he knows what he does, yeah.
You don't screw around with that look.
No.
Now, let me ask you a question. You guys, at least if I'm not mistaken, didn't do anything from the first album. Are you going to stay away from doing anything from the first album?
In the past we have, but when we do our own show, it's obviously a lot longer.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
At this time, you know, we do it 35, 40 minutes.
We've only had so many minutes up there, so we had to condense it down.
Yeah, we used to play Buggers and Hangers-On or Neither Can I.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I was expecting to hear one of those. But right now we're going to play another new track, which is track number 2 off the album, Just Like Anything.
It's like a little listening party
on our show. The name of the CD, again, is Ain't Last Grand by Slash's Snake Pit on Koch Records, October 10th. And this is Just Like Anything. We'll be back to talk more with the boys right after this.
Thank you.
we're calling this Slash's Snake Pits Listening Party. That's what our buddy Matt and Ralph finally rocking you, broadcasting on the NBG Radio Network. Kerry Kelly has now joined us. Of course, he sounds like he's been on the show before.
Yes, he's been on in various inceptions. And I think Slash is there too now, is that correct?
Yes.
You're all there?
Yeah,
Kerry
Kelly,
Flash,
Kelly,
guys, join us. Well,
now that you got the four guys in the room, I hope you're all not naked, or it could be
wrong. Yes, we are.
Hey, okay, wait.
We've been updating everyone on band penis sizes, you know.
Yeah, do you guys get naked and compare?
Come on,
girls,
get here.
Video.
All right, now that we got Flash in the boardroom there, I guess you're like in a little conference room in the hotel or something. Is that where you guys are?
Yes, we are.
Okay. The question I wanted to ask, which I think I got an answer off the air, but I'm going to ask you now. The One Guns track that you guys did with Mr. Brownstone, right, live, how did you decide to pick that song?
Because it was neutral.
Yeah.
It was a neutral song. It's like, as far as, this is Slash talk, and I just got here. Hello, hi.
Hey, Slash.
There you go.
The whole thing was like, you know, playing like Jungle or Paradise City, Sweet Child of Mine, whatever. That's like a piece of my own history that's very personal with the Guns.
Uh-huh.
And Brownstones was a song that me and Izzy were partying. We wrote it, happened really quick, and Rod felt comfortable singing it. The band sounded good doing it, and nobody was going to judge the band like we were supposed to be another fucking Guns N' Roses.
There we go.
Hey, hold on, a little delay here.
Hold on, hit.
Didn't work.
Oh. We had to hit our dump button, but it didn't work.
They're in a limo, you know.
They're in a limo.
Who's in a limo?
You guys, right?
No.
We're on a tour bus.
We're on the tour bus. We're live right now, guys.
Oh, sorry. Me.
That word went out over the national airwaves.
There's been a lot of Diet Pepsi going on.
Right.
Oh, okay. It's that NutraSweet that just makes you all jittery. I know. I've been there.
It's that Red Bull, you know.
It's your
heart. Everybody just settle down. Okay. No, but wait. I just watched in the conversation.
Well, me and Rod held down the floor.
Yeah, we were doing okay.
Yeah, they were doing a bang-up job there, guys.
You're talking about going potty and everything.
Yeah, Rod mentioned that he had a 3-inch penis on the air, which was very nice. Very open.
Say that.
He did. I didn't say it. He said it.
Confirm. Johnny back.
How would you confirm? What the hell do you guys know?
I don't know, we just hear stories, you know. Ralph was checking him out, you know.
Anarchy. Now, Flash, I read something that what I really admired about the recording of this album is that you wanted to go somewhere to a label that was not going to judge anything. You were going to record it on your own terms, end of story. And you found Pops was the one to go with?
The label that we wanted to go with was just somebody who was going to do, who understood exactly what it was that we were doing.
Right, right.
So in this particular day and age and the way things are going and this and that, I've been through this before. And it's like, if you're going to, the band's integrity means the world to us, you know? And the record company that you're going to deal with has to understand the same kind of ideals that we do as far as the rock and roll record is concerned. Otherwise, all we're doing is we're going out, we're playing our thing, and they're going to go out and put it out differently.
Right, I hear you. Now, do you feel personally that now is a good time? Do you feel that rock and roll is coming back?
I think we're sort of, at least with this tour with AC/DC, we're spearheading this reemergence of the whole rock thing. It's coming around again. I can feel the rumbling. You know?
The rock revival is on. I think it's 2001 will be the
revival.
Year.
I don't think it ever left.
It never goes away in
the
first place. It just went underground for a while.
And then it just comes back as a whole different thing.
You know, it gets swallowed up by like a really big passing fad, and then everybody gets bored. The fads are passing. And then it's just resources.
Yeah, because if I see one more Britney Spears video, I'm going to kill somebody. But right now, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to play another track off the new CD, 8 Life Grand, coming out October 10th from Slash's Snake Pit. So just hold on. We'll be back to talk more with Slash and the guys in just a few minutes.
Now, back to the tour bus.
Let's go while we're young.
All right, we're back live on the tour bus.
Yeah, live, no delay on the tour bus.
Just that Slash's Snake Pit. On the phone with us, calling us from a disclosed location in New York City.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're all here.
No, you guys were so quiet for the first time, I got scared.
No, because we had to sit. We were contemplating something. We were going, how did we write Shine?
Oh, I asked him as we were off the air. First of all, The entire interview that you're hearing right now, if you're missing bits and pieces of it, will be up on our website, thetourbus.com, on Tuesday. And also all the stuff that is said behind the scenes, which is complete anarchy, I might have to add.
Of course, I'll be a lot of editing will have to be done.
So right now, we just played, before we played Been There Lately and Just Like Anything, the first two tracks on the CD. And now we're about to play Shine. And I asked you guys to give us a little story, a little background on that song. And that's what got you guys entrenched in thought. So why don't you tell us?
Oh, we couldn't remember.
Yeah, we had to figure out how it actually happened.
It's actually pretty funny because, this is Johnny speaking, Slash was tuning his guitar and I was playing these three notes in the rhythm of, you know, the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Slash got his guitar tuned up and started playing harmonies to what I was playing. And, you know, the tech hit record, listen back and it sounds really cool.
Ah. So it just made up completely on the side like that.
I know, it was the stupidest bass riff you've ever heard. And then Slash put, you know, a thing to it. Yeah.
And Rod said it was the first song that he got from you guys that he could sink his teeth into. Is that
when I first heard Shine, it reminded me of cross between like the Beatles injected with Led Zeppelin. You know, it had that weird sort of eerie feel of a knife being stuck in your back. Ooh. Yet it just slammed into your face, and I was like, yeah, this is me.
All right, so we're going to play that right now with Shine from Slash's Snake Pit on 8 Life Grand.
And that's great. You got a real grasp of it then. Okay.
Yeah. We got, there's like a little mini listening party going on. So we're going to do that, and we'll come back and talk to them right after this on the tour.
Slash the Snake Pit, new stuff there for you, the album's coming out.
On October 10th, that was Shine, the name of the CD, 8 Life Grand, Koch Records coming out.
And we're back live on the air with Slash the Snake Pit as they gathered around the cooler there.
Hey guys.
Now what's going on? We'd like to thank you for coming on.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you guys for coming on and spending time with us.
Goofing around.
We know you got big plans ahead for the evening.
Oh, yeah, we already get to the other side of the table.
Well, I hope it's a good quest and it takes you a really long time.
All right, we want to thank you guys so much for coming on. We hope the tour continues to go phenomenally well. And the CD once again comes out October 10th. Their official site is slash-snakepit.com, and their other official, Slash's official site, is snakepit.org.
Hey, man, Ralph, thanks a lot, brother.
Guys, very cool.
Thank
thanks
you.
For coming on.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
All right,
I have you, Ralph, man. Everybody's
all right.
Great sushi here at
Nobu.
Come on.
I'm telling you, you got to go to Bond Street. You'll be amazed. Just stay on the phone with us for one more second. We're going to go to commercial because we got to ask you one question off the air.
Which one's... I got one line and two. Which one's Matt? Which one's Ralph?
All right, I'd be Matt.
And I'd be Ralph.
Thank you.
Right. And we'd be on the tour bus.
Matt, you're red.
I'm Rob, he's Pat. All right, hold on.
That's the way it looks on the phone here.
Okay, thanks a lot. Just hold on for 1 second, and we're going to go to break. We'll be back with this track that Slash picks to hear like we do every week after the break
on the tour bus.
Please stay with tonight's concert update. Dream.